this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Today, I'm so excited about this topic because many people want to know, if I could ask God one question, what would you truly ask? Questions, I think we all have them. Kids have them, teens have them, adults have them, senior adults have them. All ages, all stages. You know, do you remember when you were a kid and you would ask God about something? There's a little book by Hampel and Marshall called Children's Letters to God. And inside that are some of the funniest questions that children asked of God. Here's a few of them. In Sunday school, they told us what you do. Who does it when you're on vacation? That was from a little girl by the name of Jane. The second one, I read the Bible. What does begat mean? And nobody will tell me. Love, Allison. Or this one, on Halloween, I'm going to wear a devil costume. Is that all right with you? From Marnie. This is a great one. Are you really invisible or is that just a trick? That's from Lucy. This is a good one. Is it true that my daddy won't get into heaven if he uses his bowling words in the house? Come on, that's funny. Anita threw that one out. Here's one. Who draws the lines around the countries? Or how about this one? I like the Lord's Prayer best of all. Did you have to write it a lot or did you get it right the first time? I have to write everything I ever write over again. That was from Lois. But if I could ask God one question, it would be, God, do you truly love me? Well, the only way that we can have an adequate view of that is to look at what the scriptures tell us. In Exodus chapter 20, God instructed the people this way, I'm the Lord your God who rescued you from slavery. So literally, we are people that God has rescued. That's part of how we know he loves us. If it's true that God loves me, how can I know that? Well, over in the book of 1 John chapter 4, you can read, Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. So it's impossible to know how God feels about us. It's impossible to know that we're loved unless we spend time with him. But you see, I know God loves me because he made me. I know that God is the perfect father. And I know that God loves me because he's concerned about every detail of my life. The gospel writer Matthew in chapter 10 said, not even a sparrow worth a half a penny can fall to the ground without your father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are numbered. I know God loves me because he gave me feelings. Listen to what Paul wrote over in the book of 1 Timothy. It says in chapter 6, verse 17, tell those who have the riches of this world not to be arrogant and not to place their confidence in anything as uncertain as riches. Instead, they should place their confidence in God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. God is intimately designed in that, including, I know God loves me because of these plans for my life. Jeremiah 29:11 is pretty awesome. It says that God knows the plans for us. He declares that he knows those plans to prosper us, not to harm us, and plans to give us hope in our future. I know God loves me because he sent his son Jesus to die for me. And he did that without asking me to get my act together. He came and gave his life so that I could in him. Jesus loves you so much, he's willing to go to hell for you rather than to have to go to heaven without you. My friend, listen, if the question you're wondering is, does God really love me? The answer is absolutely. God loves you with an everlasting, never stopping, unbelievable, unfathomable love. And go into this day with the recognition that your Father, a good, good Heavenly Father, loves you unshakably, unstoppably. Have a great day today. Look forward to seeing you again soon at Sugar Hill Church.